flood of families cancel Disney memberships over woke company's leftist agenda, Walt would turn over in his grave. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 2, 2022. A flood of families are canceling their Disney memberships. From amusement parks to Disney Plus streaming, over the woke entertainment company's leftist LGBTQIA+ agenda, with one parent noting, Walt would turn over in his grave if he saw what Disney has become. Loyal Disney consumers are saying the company has gotten out of control with its wokeness in recent years, and now they believe there's a left-wing political agenda in virtually every facet of the company. From its movies, streaming service shows, to its theme parks and other offerings from its entertainment and media conglomerate. Last year, Disney banned gender from its park greetings, replacing "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dreamers of all ages," with "Good evening, dreamers of all ages." Watch below. The company is also working overtime to get LGBTQIA+ related content onto children's television screens, with one Disney executive recently lamenting that not enough lead characters in Disney content are LGBTQIA, and another admitting Disney encouraged her not-at-all-secret gay agenda when she became an employee. Watch below. If all of that wasn't enough, Disney CEO Bob Chapek caved to leftists, coming out against Florida legislation that prevents the grooming and sexualizing of children in schools. Now, parents, grandparents, and others are expressing their dismay, telling by Fox News that Walt Disney would turn over in his grave if he saw what his company is doing these days. It is time to void your household of all things Disney, Patty Garibay, an Ohio-based parent and grandparent, said. Walt Disney most often cited his most important lesson as that of goodwill always triumphs over evil, Garibay continued. Today's Disney promotes a full spectrum of lifestyles that rarely align with the biblical values of good and evil, which God calls us to. It has been said before and it bears saying again. Walt would turn over in his grave to see what his beloved company has become, she added. Meanwhile, a Tennessee father of a 10-month-old daughter said that as a new father, I have decided not to expose my baby to any of Disney's products, anything they stream, or the theme parks. There are so many other wholesome options for her. The father added that he will allow his daughter to watch the older Disney films on DVD that I was raised on. They taught values that kids need and can understand. Things like loyalty, friendship, working through obstacles, and the love of family. Disney doesn't seem to understand that parents have so many options now, he noted. Ultimately, I think they're going to lose on this wokeness gamble. One mother and grandmother told Fox News, I gave up on Disney years ago when they started opening the parks up for gay pride activities while families were there. A children's theme park is no place for this, she added. You can't promote both innocence and sex at the same time. This was a clear signal to families about where they are headed as a company. Another parent told the outlet that parents are deeply frustrated because we have to fight so hard to raise our kids with important values like honesty, integrity, and learning the golden rule. When I read about woke Disney, my friends and I all felt the same way. Clearly, the executives at Disney live in some kind of bubble and don't know everyday moms and dads like us, she said. Parents are not the only ones blasting Disney for its behavior. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has also weighed in, slamming the company for its threat to go after the state's new parental rights law, saying if we would have put in the bill that you were not allowed to have curriculum that discussed the oppression of the Uyghurs in China, Disney would have endorsed that in a second, and that's the hypocrisy of this. Last month, DeSantis signed into law Florida Bill HB 1557, the Parental Rights in Education Bill, which prohibits teaching sexuality and transgender ideology to children in kindergarten through third grade. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.